AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The son of NBA star LeBron James, Bronny James, is in stable condition. His family says James went into cardiac arrest during a practice at the University of Southern California. Bronny James was one of the top high school recruits in the country and decided in the spring to go to USC. A spokesman for the medical staff treating the 18-year-old says Bronny James is out of intensive care. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was involved in a crash heading to a campaign event in Tennessee. He was not injured. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Representatives for DeSantis's presidential campaign have not said who was driving the governor, but say he is continuing on to his Tennessee events. Chattanooga police say the car accident happened when traffic slowed down and caused four cars in DeSantis's motorcade to hit each other. Police tell WTBC-TV one staff member suffered a minor injury. DeSantis is scheduled to hold events throughout central and eastern Tennessee, one in Chattanooga where hosts pay up to $10,000 per couple. The Florida governor has been trailing frontrunner Donald Trump in the GOP presidential contest. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden will sign a proclamation establishing a national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, the black teenager from Chicago's abduction, torture, and killing in Mississippi in 1955 helped propel the civil rights movement. Records from the Department of Homeland Security show President Biden's dog, Commander, bit Secret Service officers at least 10 times between October of last year and January of this year. There was one incident that sent a law enforcement officer to the hospital. The president's previous dog, another German Shepherd, Major, was sent to live with friends in Delaware after some biting incidents. Wisconsin is dropping out of two multi-state lawsuits that challenged former President Donald Trump's decision to divert billions of dollars to fund a wall across the southern U.S. border. This is AP News. A man who worked as former President Barack Obama's personal chef drowned in Massachusetts.
The search for the missing man started Sunday in Martha's Vineyard after reports from a fellow paddleboarder that he had been struggling on the surface, went under, and didn't come back up. Massachusetts State Police confirmed the body recovered with the help of sonar from Egerton Great Pond was 45-year-old Tafari Campbell of Dumfries, Virginia. In a statement, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle said Campbell was a talented White House sous chef. They described him as a warm, fun, extraordinarily kind person who agreed to come work for them when they left the executive mansion and became a beloved part of their family. The Obamas were not at their island home at the time of the accident. The former president says Campbell is survived by his wife and their twin boys. I'm Jennifer King.
Trader Joe's says it's recalling two cookie products because they may contain rocks. They're Trader Joe's Almond Windmill Cookies and Trader Joe's Dark Chocolate Chunk and Almond Cookies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.